Look who's here, guys. Cat. The cat howls. There you are.
As a matter of fact, I actually should move.
How's that look?
It's funny watching.
That look better?
Yeah. But watching, no. You had a perfect.
Oh, I did. So I have to move it.
There, perfect.
There, right?
Don't move it. Do not touch it.
Hi.
So both the ladies in his life have so much Botox.
I know. People put just the way you're looking like this.
I'm just terrified.
So
I'm terrified of what's going on.
I wonder if people notice my short.
Look at that. You can't see me.
Yeah, but when I stand up and I sit down.
Who cares? I do need to watch those, though. All right.
Now give it to me. You've been gone. Because you were not on the air with us Wednesday.
Oh.
So it was nice to have you back.
I'm Kelly Risa.
Ooh. Okay. It's nice. So there you go. Give it to us.
So Anna Rose will finally have a voice. Not that she already doesn't have one, but I guess it will be even louder because this summer on VH1 she's teaming up with Dr. Phil and doing a talk show, Friday show. And of course, it's on VH1, so no one's going to watch it. It'll be over after a season. And she'll be like, I have better things to do. I'm like, what's a Kardashian? But she's going to talk everything from pop culture to motherhood with her celebrity friends. Yay!
And that will consist of the lowest, like, people, you know, like the lowest of the lowest of the lowest celebrities. Like, people. Say, like, okay, I get, yeah, sure, they're a celebrity.
So you would have to.
They're like a notch up from us.
This is the thing, is, yeah.
You know what I mean? They're like, that, why are they famous? She's a stripper who's the baby mama of some B grade rapper.
This is the thing. You would have to watch those reality shows that show on VH1, MTV, and all the other networks that you only hear about in tabloids, so of course you know them, or you scroll the internet because you have nothing else to do with yourself. So it's the only... Because no one knew who Amber Rose was until, she dated Kanye West and was married or engaged to Wiz Khalifa. That's it. And they're rappers. They're popular rappers. It's the only way we all know. Same with Black China.
I was
going
to say, same with
Black
China.
Black China was with Tyga, who was a really big rapper in 2012. And is now with Robert Kardashian Jr. So it's just...
So they...
I like to add Jr. because he is a junior.
Well, it's like Kim Kardashian created that. And remember... Whoever is first, normally the rule of thumb in anything, business, whoever is first, it's the most successful. So if you're the first conservative talk show host, i.e. Rush Limbaugh,
Yeah. You're
the most successful. If you're the first shock jock, Howard Stern, you're the most successful. So it's like Kim Kardashian was the first person to become successful by doing nothing except dating a rapper,
yeah,
a singer. So after her, you have the Amber Roses, and you have the Black Chynas, and you have the list of women who are famous because they were such and such's girlfriend.
Yeah.
It's like, none of them are successful as far as, they're worth $50 million, but... you know, they make six figures. If you could make $100,000 a year by going and signing autographs at the W or some club in Vegas, and you could do stuff like that, and you could date rich people, and rich people will take you out and basically pull you and buy you stuff, and you go to dinner with them, and that, well, awesome. Rock on. You know, go for it. But, yeah, it's awesome.
Yep.
That's why I say they're like a notch above us.
Yes.
You know, and it's funny, like you said, with the VH1, and then they all do the rounds of a lot of those reality shows, and because it's like that group.
Yeah.
Just like when Ron Jeremy did the surreal, he did the Surreal Life, where he lived in the house. From there, he did all of the other reality shows where they go, well, we need a quasi-celebrity. Same thing with the Brady kid. Whatever,
Peter Brady,
whatever, whoever, what he did all the shows. They all did those shows.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, you did this, you did that, you did this, you did that. And that's how they do it. It's like, oh, that's neat. So, God bless.
Live with Kelly and Michael, audience mood. This morning, whenever Kelly was saying how next Friday, Friday the 13th, is Michael Strahan's last day. And everyone's like, boo, we still love you, Kelly. Bye-bye.
Wow.
They are not happy. Well, you know what? I don't blame them because they did her dirty.
Yeah.
That they didn't tell her. They weren't open. And even though you could say, you know, people outlets like to say, well, they never really got along. They didn't really like each other. But still, it's the courtesy to kind of hint, hey, I might leave this year. Or, hey, I might take a different route. Without actually saying, I'm quitting and this is what I'm doing, you could at least hint at
exactly.
That, you know, you're thinking of, you know, oh, how would you feel if this happened? Casual conversation. But executives didn't do it. Strahan didn't do it. And whether you like the person or not, you get along with the person or not, you should still always be honest in the business type thing without leaving people hanging. So it's not nice. But next Friday is his last day. And they'll do a special tribute to Michael Strahan. Even though he's going right next door and hanging out with everybody at Good Morning America.
Have they said who the replacement is yet or no?
I haven't made one.
We'll
see. Maybe it'll be another girl. I know they like to have like the male, female, but it would be nice if they could get, you know, Robert Walters or Rosie O'Donnell.
Let me throw this out. Don't know how legit it is, but I read this on one of my feeds last night before bed. The rumor is, and it's just a rumor, so if it doesn't go down, don't everybody scream at me. And the rumor is Anderson Cooper.
I hate Orlando.
That's the rumor is Anderson Cooper to do that. But when I heard that, I was like, yeah, but that, he's got to have a – he definitely has a contract with CNN unless he is that important to CNN – that they would let him do both, or if CNN is part of ABC, if they're owned by the same umbrella. But there has to be a reason that would be able to happen if, you know, like they it would have to be all right with contracts for them to throw that out there. So
remember.
And it makes a lot of sense. Like, I could totally see Anderson Cooper being
a
morning
talk
show guy.
A lot of, like, you know, the networks are sister companies to news networks. I mean, yeah, ABC has ABC News, but they actually have, like, a cable. Like, NBC is MSNBC, CNBC, E, Bravo. So they all have, like, entertainment news relationships. Oh, what happened? It broke.
Oh, did it?
Broke.
It just pauses. I'm going to look
All right, quick. So
go ahead.
Last month, Joe Manganiello, how do you pronounce his name? I just know him as Sexy Joe. That's how I know him as. I made that name. He was to the hospital last week because he had to get his appendix removed. But while they were in surgery, there was some complications, and he had to be held longer. He was supposed to do the show on, it was National Geographic or Geography, or one of those called The Six, and it's supposed to be like a wilderness show, but that didn't fall. But his wife, Sofia Vergara, says he's doing good, he's healthy, Sexy Joe will be back soon, but he still has to heal.
I like that. I like how you call it Sexy Joe.
Come on now, he's always topless. And hey, how I feel about Zac Efron, I feel about Joe, but this time 6,000.
Oh.
But you're my number one.
I would say I don't have lust like that.
You do. You're my number one.
I don't have lust like that.
I could be like your mom's your pussy face.
I don't have lust like that. Alright. Trying to find this. I got the CNN, but I'm trying to see, you know, like, how are they associated with each other? If they are.
So, hold on. Trump wants to create a sex life in Vietnam. Does that mean it's bomb? It's the bomb?
It's the bomb.
Is that what he's trying to say here?
Yeah. The cruise. And you're right. When I said about the Trump girl, blonde, she's the one that Saturday Night Live made fun of. It's her.
I knew it wasn't Kaylee. I was when you said that, I was like, no, it's not. It was an older one.
It's her. Her name is. Oh, God.
David Wasserman.
No. David Wasserman. Scotty Neal Hughes.
Yeah.
That's Scotty Neal Hughes.
All right.
See? Scotty Neal Hughes. That's her.
All right. So, Khloe Kardashian says that she does not have a relationship with Caitlyn Jenner. No more.
Okay. Well.
Because Caitlyn Jenner is disrespectful to the family, and when she went on and did the Diane Sawyer thing, she bashed her mother, she bashed the Kardashian name. And I find it very funny because, you know, all these girls are now like, oh, I'm not going to have any contact with my name whatsoever. Kylie Jenner, I'm rich without my family. Me. Now Khloe. Because Kendall was the one that dropped her name, so she said, I'm not going to be Kendall Jenner if I'm also going to be taken seriously. But Obama doesn't know who you are. Still doesn't know who you are after 8 years. Kylie says, I can do everything without my family's money. I can make it all on my own. And now Khloe going, I want nothing to do with you, man. Man. Maybe Caitlyn Jenner and the Zodiac Killer can be
the Zodiac.
Be that same, because she does support the Zodiac Killer.
Yep.
So,
the Zodiac.
Oh, I guess Mrs. was like, he's not the Zodiac Killer. No. Like, yeah, no diggity, woman. We know that.
He's the Zodiac.
But he looks just like him. So chill out.
He looks like
We're
the Zodiac.
We're not saying your husband necessarily is
the Zodiac.
But he might have relations too. Yeah. All right, so Ashley Sawyer, a catfish, because this story is so important that it's either that or talking about the Met Gala, which I still don't understand what exactly it's for, but it's like a charity thing, because that's what celebrities do. So Ashley Sawyer of Catfish, found dead at 23 years old. So she was on season 2, and she was catfishing this guy, Michael, and Michael was catfishing her, and it was this whole catfish-fish-cat fight fest. And he died a month after that episode air of Pulmonary Embolism.
Okay, that's, yeah.
I don't know exactly what that is. I'm not smart with diseases. I know simple words like cancer and leukemia, diabetes, AIDS, simple stuff. You gotta give me the simple term. But it's
AIDS.
Okay. It's okay.
AIDS.
But he died a month after that. She was found dead. At 23 years old in her home. She was recently battling drug addiction and was in a facility. Who knows if that's
AIDS?
She fell off
the
wagon.
Simple stuff. AIDS.
Diabetes.
Diabetes, AIDS.
You know, the simple terms.
AIDS.
I have sports news. Now, this is so last week, but, and this has nothing to do with what my stories are, but the Los Angeles Rams, number one pick, Jared Goff.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited. Do it, Schalkenator. Do it up. All right, so Peyton Manning says that he will not be doing any broadcast TV analyst-type shows after speculations of what's he going to do now that he's retired. Maybe he wants a year off. Maybe he wants 2 years off. Maybe he wants a couple months off. But 2016, he will not be broadcasting. He wants to be knocking door-to-door, giving you Papa John's pizza so you can be sick.
Papa John's blew my... It wasn't even diarrhea. Like, it wasn't that. It was heartburn, bad heartburn. Like, and then I threw up. I was so full of heartburn and ingestion that I vomited.
So Pablo Sandoval will be getting surgery on his left shoulder after being on the injured list.
I guarantee you that. You know what they're probably going to do?
Get rid of him.
Staple his stomach. He's the fat guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so instead of them saying he's going to go in for surgery to get his stomach stapled like Chris Christie and other fat people, oh, he's going to get some work done on his arm. And then they're gonna put that band on his stomach. Watch. You watch. That when someone can't stop eating,
yeah,
that's what happens. You get the lap band. You don't get the lap band if you actually can control your food intake.
Yeah, totally. All right, so Sam Bradford is boycotting training camp and practice because, you know, the Eagles drafted Carson Wentz at number 2 for their quarterback, and he said, now he won't return anybody's calls. He won't go to any of the camps. He's not going to go to any of the practices, and he's not going to be a mentor to Carson Wentz. So, Eagles, just, you know, I understand you guys don't want to necessarily train him, but no one acts like that and gets away with it. Come on now, Chip Kelly wouldn't let that happen.
Sam Bradford, I don't know what he's going to do in the sense of he just buried his career because why would another team want to deal with a guy like that? Because in the beginning, when he signed his deal, he's been in the game long enough. He knows enough people. If a team only gives you a 2-year deal, what they're saying is, we don't know about you. We don't know about you, but guess what? We're going to give you some good money. We're going to give you a nice guarantee. We're going to get you for 2 years. If you do awesome, then we're going to sign you. If you don't, we're going to have a backup plan. But either way, here's a 2-year deal. End of story. He's stupid to not think after a 2-year deal that the Eagles were like, oh, we're good. We're set now. A 2-year deal, that's nothing. That's basically a stopgap measure to either getting another quarterback who will be the future or testing you out and going, all right, was you and Chip Kelly not a good fit because Chip Kelly sucks? And all right, we have a new coach. Let's see if you are as awesome as you were supposed to be out of college. Here's a new coordinator, new coach. Oh, my God, you're awesome. All right, the guy we drafted, we could trade him away, or now we'll trade you away, and you'll make a boatload. Either way, it's going to work out for all of us, or we keep you. I mean, now the kid has doomed himself because he's like, I'm not going to answer your call. I don't like you guys. But you guys did this. Now he's done. Why would a team get him for a trade and he comes in the locker room and they're all like,
hey, what's up, crybaby? You got a 2-year deal. You got $10+ million as a guarantee, and you're crying? And he's still going to have to compete for a job when he goes somewhere else. What a jerk. What a jerk. I should have went to college. I should go to college. I should go back to college to be a sports agent. I'd be a great sports agent. I'd be that guy that'd be like, listen, jerk.
You'd be Ari Gold.
Yeah, I'd be like, shut your effing mouth. You jerk. All right, go ahead.
Dana Stubblefield, former Raiders and 49ers player, is charged 5 felony counts of rape that has been proven consensual. And he says it was consensual. The lie detector says it was consensual. On a disabled woman that he interviewed for a babysitting job April 9th of last year. She says that part of the story is he found her on a like nanny site, had an interview with her. She left. Then he called her back to pay her for her time, raped her, gave her $80, and then sent her on the way. And the lawyer, his lawyers are saying she's doing this because he's wealthy and, you know, popular and fame, wealth, and all that stuff that goes with that. Mama, stop it.
Does it say what kind of disability she has?
Nope. Nope.
I'd be interested to see.
Nope.
You know, was she, did she, you know, did she have CP? Did she have MS? Did she have in a wheelchair? She's going to be a nanny. That's weird to have somebody that's disabled. And
she's probably just slow. She's probably just
why would you want someone who's kind of retarded to
thanks.
Watch your children?
I don't think it was necessarily that. I think it was he has
a thing
a
for
a weird fetish.
I know, but it was for a nanny gig. Okay. All right. I will zip my mouth up. Zip it.
Final story. Final story. Right. John Schneider, the general manager for the Seahawks, says, even though we drafted 10 players and we picked up 13 rookie free agents, nobody can have number 24. Nobody.
Okay.
And Doug Baldwin's like, don't do it, Pete Carroll. Don't give any of those kids Marshawn Lynch's number. Because he hasn't signed the official retirement paper.
Alright.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Doug Baldwin's like, I'm watching you, Pete Carroll. I'm watching you.
Alright.
Well, you know what? I'm going to come in and I'm going to wear number 24.
Alright. Rock on.
Because I'm paid to be here.
All right. I like it. That was good stuff today.
Thank you.
On schedule, on point.
My name is Katie. This is Robbie. This is the Rob Secure Show. We'll see you all tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.